As we prepare to enter into worship today, let me share with you a few notes about the music you'll be hearing. Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, and Just as I Am. Following the chimes is the piano prelude, an arrangement of Just as I Am by Joel Rainey. The next piece of music, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You, occurs not only as the opening hymn, but also as the anthem, a socially distant recording by the United Ringers in an arrangement by Patricia Sanders Coda, and as the organ postlude, the finale of Charles Callahan's Partita on Hymn to Joy. Finally, our hymn after the sermon is Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, led as always by socially distanced chancel choir members.
Thank you. As we enter into our time of worship today, I want to remind you, whenever we gather together, near or far apart, that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire in our time today to meet you where you are and to share God's love, God's peace, and God's comfort with you. So take a deep breath with me. Invite God's Spirit of peace to fill you up as you inhale. Exhale and set aside all the worries and anxieties of the day. And join me as we reflect on today's theme. I grew up learning about the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle, which provide a catchy way to remember some very important ways we can care for the environment. But when it comes to our lives of faith, there are some other R words that remind us of God's care for us. Our theme today is remember, restore, renew. The Old Testament lesson in our lectionary for today, which Reverend Sue will read in just a bit, is from the book of Exodus, a book in which we've been in for a few weeks now. The part we will focus on today is the Passover story, where the Israelite people are given specific instructions about what to do so that the Lord will pass over them as he sweeps through the land of Egypt. This is a story of freedom, of restoration, of renewal of God's people, one that was remembered by Jesus and is remembered and honored each and every year by our Jewish brothers and sisters. Our New Testament lesson today, which you'll hear more about in the sermon, is Jesus' instructions about how to handle conflict within the beloved community, the church. But really, it's wisdom for all of us in every one of our relationships. It, too, is a story of freedom, and one that, when remembered, can transform and restore and renew the ways in which we are in relationship with one another. In a sense, God's whole story is one of remembering, restoring, and renewing time and time and time again. God did it then. God is doing it now. May we be especially aware of God's movement in our midst as we gather our spirits now to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, Mother, invite you to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud, if you've got the words in front of you from our Facebook page or website, or simply by listening and praying along silently. Let us pray. God of grace, you have crossed our paths with the paths of others in so many wonderful ways. You bind us together in community, reminding us that life and all that it holds is worth sharing. That doesn't mean, however, that it is always easy or without conflict. Whether done intentionally or unintentionally, we hurt one another. We hold grudges and we do harm. Forgive us when we are the source of pain, O God. Give us the strength we need to do the work of relationships, those that don't feel like work and those that really do. Be with us as we remember what is most important, as we restore the love that connects us, and as we renew our hope in you, the one who holds each of us and holds all of us together. Amen. When we dare to claim our humanity and confess our sins, we can fully see and live into God's grace, God's mercy, and God's hope. We live into those gifts by claiming them and by sharing them with those around us. So may we indeed live in to God's grace. May it change us from the inside out, and may we offer it freely to others. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today comes from the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament book of Exodus. And as Pastor Addie has already pointed out, it is directions about how the Israelites are to respond for the first Passover. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I shall execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the 18th chapter of Matthew, beginning to read at verse 15. The words of Jesus: "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. These are God's words for us. May God help us understand them and apply them well to our lives. Amen. And now a message for the young ones in our midst, and of course for those who are young at heart. I want us all to think back to when we were young, when we were learning our name, our parents' names, when we were learning our phone number and our address for the very first time. Can you remember how old you were? Maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years old. We learned our street name and our house number so that if we ever got lost, we'd be able to tell someone where we lived. Knowing our address is important. So here's the thing. You know who knows our address? Jesus does. He knows exactly where we live. How can I be so sure of that? Well, because he tells us that those who believe in him, that whenever two or three of us come together to pray or worship or talk about our faith, he's going to be right there with us. I think that's especially important to remember these days because we can't safely come together the way we usually do on a Sunday morning. But Jesus still shows up at your house, at my house, wherever families or friends come together to worship. He's right there with you now. Whether you're at your kitchen table, in your family room, lying in bed, out on your deck, wherever you may be. When I was a little girl, there was a prayer we prayed every night before we ate our supper. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let this food to us be blessed. In our prayer, we were inviting Jesus to be at our dinner table with us. No, we couldn't see him. But he was there, because he always comes when we invite him. He doesn't come to spy on us or make us uncomfortable. He comes to help us, to guide us, to comfort us, to remind us we aren't alone. Let me see how good your memories are. Almost a year ago, when we first introduced our theme for the year, Strength for Today, Bright Hope for Tomorrow, you may recall that Pastor Addie encouraged us every day as we wake up in the morning before we get out of bed to say a little prayer, asking God to give us strength for today. And when we lay our head on the pillow at night before going to sleep, to say another little prayer, asking God to give us bright hope for tomorrow. You see, whenever we pray, especially when it's with a family member or friend, Jesus shows up. He comes close in a very special way, a way we can feel. Even though we can't come together in a big crowd like we used to, that does not keep Jesus from showing up. No, indeed. He is with us right now. He is as close as our breathing, and that is an awesome gift. Let's take time to thank Jesus for that awesome gift and to ask him to stay close as we go about our day and look forward to the week ahead, a week that for many of you will involve virtual learning and continuing to adjust to a whole new way of doing school and connecting with your friends and your teachers. Let's pray. Jesus, we are so glad you know our address. You know where we live, and you come to us when we need you. Help us as we face the week ahead with new things to learn, new ways to learn, and as we deal with the challenges of not being able to do what we usually do. You are with us, and you want to help us. So help us remember to ask you to come close, and then to thank you when you do. All these things we pray in your name, remembering that you are the one who taught us to pray in the first place, using these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.